Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me again today. So grateful that you're here. Mostly grateful that you're studying the Word of God. I know that your life is going to grow when you put God's Word into your life. You're going to think about things differently. You're going to act differently. Your attitudes are going to be different. And that's exactly why God gave us His Word. He wants us to know Him and His ways. And that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study time together. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks again for your word. We've learned so much about you and your ways in this book of Colossians. Lord, as Paul wrote these words to them through your inspiration, it's such great guidance for our own lives. So, Lord, we ask you today to open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to receive the truth from your Holy Spirit. Lord, to be empowered by your Holy Spirit to live according to that truth, and that our lives will be a blessing unto you. Again, we thank you for your word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Tychicus or Tychicus, and is taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4, verse 7. Paul the Apostle's final words to the Colossians were encouragement toward prayer, thankfulness, witnessing, walking in wisdom, and speaking with salt seasoned grace. In chapter 4 and verse 7 of his letter to the church members in Colossae, Paul began to mention certain people who were with him and were instrumental in carrying the gospel to others. We read of one name, Tychicus, first. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. The verse begins, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you. Paul began with, all my state, or all of the condition I am in, shall Tychicus, whose name means faithful, declare unto you, or made known unto you. Tychicus was the person entrusted to carry this letter of Colossians to the church, and he was also entrusted with the book of Ephesians. The idea in those days was that each letter written by Paul was to be read by the church and then carried to the other churches to read. It is interesting to note that Paul's phrase in Greek was gnorizo tychikos gnorizo, and once again shows the emphasis that Paul put upon his trust in Tychicus. The verse continues, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Paul then adds three characteristics of Tychicus, which were, who is a beloved brother, or the beloved brother, which means he was probably known to the Colossians. The phrase beloved brother means esteemed, dear, favorite, worthy of love, fellow believer, united to another by the bond of affection. Paul also called Tychicus a faithful minister, or trusty one who kept his plighted faith, worthy of trust, one that can be relied on, or one who executes the commands of another, especially of a master, a servant, or an attendant. Finally, Paul said Tychicus was a fellow servant in the Lord, which means one who serves the same master with another, or a colleague, an associate who acknowledges the same Lord Jesus and obeys his commands. No doubt Paul had full confidence that Tychicus would deliver not only his conditions, but also this letter of encouragement and exhortation to the Colossian church. When we think about Tychicus, we should be directed toward the qualities that Paul wrote of him. Beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. Would others say these things about us? Would they refer to us as beloved, faithful, and fellow serving in the faith? As we ponder these things, let us ask the Lord to help us grow in these areas that the gospel of Jesus Christ might be entrusted to us more and more. Remember, because of these qualities found within Tychicus, we are studying Paul's words today. Tychicus was faithful and delivered the very words of Paul the Apostle, and we are the benefactors of his character as we read them. Next time Paul shares Tychicus's duty was to the church members. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.